have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
With Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We are so grateful You are here with us on today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How exciting it is that from day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, God keeps waking us up. He keeps being with us. He keeps walking and talking with us that we can give him all the glory. Listen, I don't know if you're excited about life today, but I certainly am. He's worthy to be praised. I want to welcome you again to the Just For You podcast. We are excited, and we're on Elation Radio. How, what a blessing. We want to send a shout-out to our visionary and producer, Timmy Kim, and to our Elation family, to you, all of the listeners listening in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't take it for granted that you've taken time out of your schedule to listen in, and we appreciate you and thank you so very much. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, we'd like to share with you what Just For You is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. I want to honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., on today. Listen, I don't know what kind of week you've had, but I need you to know it's still all good. It is still all good. It may have seemed like it was rough. It may have seemed like it was the best. I don't know. But what I do know is there's one thing that's consistent that will never, ever change, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to ask today, is he Lord of your life? Is he the one that leads, guides, and directs you on everything it is that you are to do? I didn't say some of the things. I said everything. Do you know him as a counselor? Do you know him as a healer? Do you know him as a savior? Do you know him? Well, today we're going to be talking about an exciting topic to me. I just love when the Lord drops nuggets. And today we're going to be talking about what are you waiting for? Ah, that's good. What are you waiting for? There are a lot of things that we can wait for in life, but today we're going to dig into the Word of God and find what he says about waiting and find what he says about what to do in our everyday situations that we may give him glory. Because this is what life lived is about. When you are in relationship with the Lord, it is always about giving him glory. I know you said, listen, I've been sick in my body, and it seems like I can't even breathe or I can't do certain things. He's still looking for his glory. I want you to know I may be unemployed. I may be going through this. I may be going through whatever it is still good, and he's still looking for his glory. What is it that you are waiting for? Will you join me in a word of prayer before we move forward? We need the Lord to come in, to allow his presence, to allow his Spirit to overtake this podcast, that he may be glorified. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for another week, thanking you that your grace has kept us from day to day, from minute to minute, and that you are with us. We say thank you, oh God. We ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins, and we will forgive others that we may be forgiven. Would you come into this podcast, lead God and direct us, every listener listening live or at the replay, would you bless them, God? Would you give them some inspirational nugget, something they can hold on to, that they'll be able to function and be able to live according to your word? God, would you give them peace today, comfort, healing, deliverance, whatever it is, salvation, oh God. You know exactly what is needed for every person that listens in. And we give you all the glory, God. You alone are worthy of all of the glory in all of our lives. No matter what state we're in, Paul said that we ought to be content. Lord, would you teach us how to be content as we move through the various things in life? Lord, we pray for our president of these United States. I pray for every world leader. I pray for everyone in leadership, our pastors, ministers. I pray, oh God, that you will touch every person that is a CEO, every person that has to lead and guide someone. Touch their minds, touch our hearts, touch our spirits, oh God, that you will be glorified and that the world will know you yet live, move, and we have our being because of you. Show up and show out. Miracles, signs, and wonders are what we, signs and wonders are what we believe you for on today. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, every week I get excited about being able to share the gospel. I don't know how far the gospel goes when we're on this line, but what I do know is that he gets all the glory, that he is God, and he's able to reach you wherever you are. You're never too far for him to touch, never too far for him to love on, never too far for him to correct. He is God, and he's waiting on you. So my question today is, what are you waiting for? There are so many things that we go through in life that will affect us a different way. Perhaps it is something you've been believing God for, and it seems it just has not come. I want to encourage you on today. God is a God of his promises. God is able to do anything but fail. He is a heart fixer, a mind regulator. Whatever you need him for, he is able to do it. But here's the thing. Are you in relationship with him? What do I mean? I mean, have you really considered him as the most important person in your life? Person. Have you ever looked at him as a person? Do you just see him as God, this mystical God that you feel you've heard your grandma talk about, your great-grandma, and people that say they love the Lord? Or is he in a personal status with you? That means when you wake up, do you think of his name? Do you feel him? Do you want to know that he's with you on that day? Or do we continue to live in our routines of getting up, getting dressed, doing this, that? Because what happens is, if he becomes the back end of your life, it will not give you the ultimate relationship you need to be in. When you are interested, or if you're married or in a relationship with someone that you love dearly, it wouldn't be okay to just dismiss them. The Lord is wanting us to make sure each and every day that we give him his due place. In relationship, we have to remember, when the cares of life come upon us, he is still God. When things happen that we can't understand, he's still God. When things seem like they're never going to mount up to what he spoke about, he's still God. And knowing that, we begin to apply his word. Now, if you're in relationship with him, it's one thing to know his name. It's a whole nother thing to know his character. When you know his name, you can call his name. You've ever seen a friend you haven't seen for a long time, but you can remember and call their name. But then you have instances where you have, where somebody you were in relationship with, if it's a good relationship, you have no problem talking about them. You can talk about who they are, what they've done, the greatness about them, all of those things. Most people, when they meet someone, they're apt to say, oh, I know so-and-so. They're this kind of person, blah, blah, blah. Now, if it's on the other end of the spectrum and this person isn't who they say they are, or things are not what they appear to be, then there's a different conversation that is had. What do we say about the Lord? Do we let people know in the midst of, and I need you to hear this today, because so many times as we're blessing God and giving him the glory, there are a lot of things that are going on. We have a pandemic. We have people that have lost people. We have people enduring through sickness and affliction. We have so many people that are going through various things, and they're saved. And it doesn't take away from their salvation to go through, but what it does say is who our God is as we go through. And it's important to know in the waiting process that he is going to come through, and your testimony should line up with what you have faced in life. It should be that we can talk highly of him even though we're in pain. We can talk highly of him even though there are losses. We can talk highly of him even though there are things that we just don't understand, because he's God. So let's share today, when we talk about what are you waiting for, I want to go to the scriptures, because knowing his character and understanding his word helps us to get through what we're going through and to know that we are victorious before we even go through. I hope you know what that means, that when I woke up this morning, I was victorious. Why? Because the blood of Jesus covers my life, because I am in relationship with him. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed to share his name, his character, his life with anyone else. As a believer, not as a pastor, not just as a person that's in ministry, as a believer, we all should be witnesses. And to witness for him, we must know his character. So I want to first begin sharing with you Psalm 62. If you have your Bibles, would you please read along with me? I am a firm pastor that believes you have to understand the word for yourself, not just me teaching it or saying it to you, but for you to receive it and review it, that you would know it for yourself. And Psalm 62 reads as such. Truly, this is the King James Version. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Salah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation, my God, is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at, oh my God, at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree or vanity, and men of high degree are a lie to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Listen, when you wait on the Lord, there is a process. It isn't easily done or said. We say, "Ooh, I love the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. You know he gonna answer me." But what if your answer don't come until 15 years? Would you still praise him like you did when you heard whether it was a prophet that told you, or when you heard whether he gave you divine revelation? Would you still worship him and praise him as the day you got that word? Now listen. Between the time there's a word spoken in and over your life and the waiting time to receive it, that is exactly what you are to do. That is exactly how you are to stand. And that should be your posture in him, to give him all the glory when it hurts, when you're crying. When the Bible just told us, it says that power belongeth unto God. That means whatever we need, whatever we're waiting for, it's found in his power. That means that no matter what we go through in this life, he's still good. He's still God. He's still great. We hear Romans 8:28. We recite it over and over, but I'm telling you today, you live it when you go through. You live it when there's things out of order. You live it because his word is still true. It does not state there's a certain situation or a happy ending for the way it looks. Listen, death isn't something you shout about to some people. But when a saint dies in the Lord, we are to shout because we know they're going for eternal life. They are going to be with the Lord. They're absent from the body, but it's to be present with the Lord. Why? Because we know his love for the saints. We know his love. So in harsh situations or things that make no sense, there have been more deaths that I have heard of, and people that have been close to me or people that I know that have lost loved ones. But through it all, my testimony has still been the same. He is still good. We may not understand, but he is God in every situation. He makes no wrong mistakes. We may not agree with them. We may not want them. We may not even want to talk about them. But at the end of the day, when he loves us enough to give us life and to give us family and to give us various situations, wherever you are in your life, he knows exactly what he's doing. Maybe you didn't get the school loan, but it didn't mean he wasn't going to bless you to attend school. Sometimes it's not in the timing we think it should be. Perhaps you've asked him for something tangible. Maybe you need a home or you need a car, you need something else. But it hasn't come yet. It doesn't mean he is not hearing you and he doesn't love you. He prepares gifts for his children. Listen, some people, and we talked about this last week, when we talked about Jairus' daughter who was near death, and he asked Jesus to come to his home. Jesus then meets the woman with the issue of blood on the way to Jairus' house. What did I say then? And I say it this week. You don't know how long somebody else's problem has been when Jesus came to see about them before he got to you. But all you need to remind yourself is that he's coming to you. You believe him. You accept his word. You cried out and he heard your cry. So he is coming to you even if someone else gets a blessing before you do. It's time to understand that his love for us is greater than we can imagine. His love and his infinite care for us is beyond what we can ever imagine. When you were born, had you known you would have gone through certain sicknesses or affliction, you probably would have said, Lord, come on now. You know that's going to hurt. You know I'm going to go through this. And God, I believe with his love for us, never shows us everything because he knows we would rebel. He knows we would say no. He knows that we would not understand. So therefore, his loving kindness is what the Bible calls it, takes us through the trials and tribulations of life. I don't want anyone to feel. There have been religiosity. People speak curses over people's lives. You know, if you don't do what they want you to do, you'll go through this. If you're going through, consider it a privilege. I said it and I mean it. Consider it a privilege because if you're going through, that means God's going to come through for you. I said it, I meant it. If you're going through, it means God is going to come through for you. The process is what you have to be mindful of. What are you waiting on? Did you write the book yet? Did you go see that loved one? Did you call and talk to that person God's been putting on your heart? Have you on your job made the contacts God told you to make? Or maybe there's someone he put on your heart to pray for? What are you waiting for? It is time to ignite those things that God is speaking to you because time is of the essence. And although you've had to wait, although you've had to go through, although it seems like it's not working for your good, I come to dispel the lies of the enemy. Great is our God. And greatly is he to be praised. We will not take down as the people of God. We will not have a different testimony because the word is true. The word of God is true. He is your defense. He is your peace. He is your comfort. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can't experience him like that if you never come to him. The Bible tells us in Matthew 11:20, come ye all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What does that mean? If I call on the name of the Lord and I share with him the burdens on my heart and I allow him to come in, he is sure to relieve any heartache, discomfort, and pain. Why? Because when I begin to talk to him, something is going to happen. Miracles, signs, and wonders are waiting on us. Why? Because we come to him. The woman with the issue of blood was waiting on her miracle. She took all of what the world would call a chance. And when she saw him, she said, it's now or never. Do you have a now or never situation? Do you know that that woman took everything that was within her after 12 long years of hearing physician and going to doctor after doctor? The Bible says she spent all she had, and she yet found enough strength, enough fervor to get to Jesus. And she said, I'm not going to be like the rest of them. I'm going to crawl and touch the hem of his garment. So much so, he took notice of her. Have you prayed to the Lord recently that it got his ear and his attention so much that he said, whoa, that's my child, and insert your name? Have you ever gotten to that place where you say, God, I need you so much, and tears are falling down your face, and perhaps you can't even say a word? You just come to him, and he begins to love on you. He began to uplift you. He began to give you strength in the midst of what you're going through. I want you to know it is well when we're in the Lord. It is well when we don't know what else to do. Because as long as you have the counselor of all counselors, he's going to come through for you. Will you be encouraged on today to know he's concerned about you? He's concerned about your mind, your heart, your body, your soul, your spirit. He's concerned about every aspect of you. Why? Because he loves you. See, love for him isn't just when you do right, because he died for a world of sinners. Those that didn't really understand that his love does not put you in a position he can't help you because it's not under certain circumstances. The Bible says to come all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and he will give you rest. So where do we get this mindset that we have to do and be a certain way before God can help us? Was it our own thinking? Was it what we've been taught? Was it what was said to us? Because if that be true, then what happened to those who are crying out? I know. You said they're not saved, so the Lord don't hear a sinner's prayer. Well, then what would knock out John 3:16? Because that's the gospel. He's already told us he died. He doesn't want to see anybody perish. The gospel said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and shall have, and as our friend Dallas would say, God bless him, he's going on, he said, everlasting life, because he wants us to live eternally. Are you prepared to understand that no matter what you've done, he loves you and he's waiting on you when it seems like there's no one else that understands you, no one else that can get why you do the same thing over and over? Perhaps there's someone on drugs and you just can't understand why they use, but God is saying, I love them. And he's trying to pull them towards him. Perhaps there's someone that they spend, and you don't understand why they spend so much. And it seems like, oh, God doesn't love them. He wants this kind of person, but God is trying to help wherever we are, that he can bless us and he can heal us and he can help us. See, we got to understand his love goes beyond words. He's a God that shows up. He's a God that performs his miracles and his promises. The question is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I want to share something else in the Word of God that blesses my soul, because there's a process in this waiting. And there's something that needs to be said as believers and those that don't know him to understand you have time. Now you have time. But there is a clarion call. There is an urgency that our loved ones, our family members, our friends, our community, those that we don't know, that God brings us across their path, that we help inspire them to understand he's waiting on them while there's yet time. Would you journey with me to Psalm 24? This is also the King James Version. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He didn't exclude right there, but I'm going to keep reading. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. Selah means to wait, to pause. I thank God for the word of God. I thank him for him keeping us and helping us and giving us wisdom in hours like these. The world is not prepared for what is coming. We can't trust in ourselves. We must, as believers, trust in the word of God. If you've never read your Bible before, I encourage you to seek his face, as Psalm 24 said, and ask him what is his will, not our intelligence, not our what we want to say, not what we want to do, but to seek the word as to what he wants to do and how he wants it done so that he is glorified. We are like the body of Christ hidden in him, but yet we need one another to do his will. Why? Because it is essential to operate as one. There's no 54 different gospels. The Bible says there's one Lord, there's one faith, and one baptism. The word of God teaches us as believers, we are to trust him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways. He didn't say some of your ways. This is where we mess it up. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Somebody said, I can't acknowledge him when I'm angry. I don't come to God like that. Well, listen, I'm glad he's given a platform. We can come to him and pour out all before him. Listen, I'm hurting. Lord, I'm tempted. Lord, I'm going through. Lord, I don't know what to do. Whatever the case is, the word of God says to acknowledge him. I need your help. I need your direction. Will you lead me? Will you guide me? I may mess it up if I do it the way I want to do. I need your guidance. Would you help me on today? Would you give me strength on today? Psalm 24 said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up. I know it's a thing when we're going through that the head naturally comes down. But lift them up. Talk to him. Give him glory. Praise him and let him know that you love him. Let him know I'm trusting you. Let him know I don't understand. I'm going through this, but I know you're going to bring me out. I know that I have to wait. I know there is a process, but Lord, I'm trusting you. In you, you are my rock. You are my salvation. You are my defense. And when we talk to him like that, can you imagine being a parent and your child comes before you and all the things you've impacted and strived to show them through living right and living a godly life, that you put it in their ballpark. And now they get to show you. And one day they come to you and say, you know what? The Lord is good. And they begin to talk to you about the God you serve. Can you imagine what your heart feels like when your child says to you how great and wonderful he is? And then they turn around and say, thank you for teaching me about the Lord. You know, I'm so grateful. Before my parents left this earth, I had the opportunity to get to know Jesus through them. I had the opportunity to hear his name in our home. I had the opportunity to understand my mother when she went in the door, closed the door. I knew exactly what she was doing. When she got on her knees, I could hear her calling out to a God that sure enough always answered her. We saw miracles in our home. We saw the hand of God move in trials and tribulations, and yet we saw that he was able to take care of us. I don't know about you. Maybe you've had a perfect life. Maybe you haven't gone through anything. Maybe you don't know what it's like to not have food on the table or go through things where your bills are not always paid. I don't know if you understand that, and God bless you. But I'm saying, in life where real life is, I'm so glad he doesn't forget about those that call upon him in the time of trouble to answer them. I'm so glad that he takes the time to bow his ear to hear if we're calling on him, to know he's going to bring us through. It's something when you recognize that something wonderful is going to happen to you because of the Lord, and you prepare yourself for the blessings of the Lord to overtake you. Because you recognize it's not always going to be like this. It's not always going to be where you wake up in pain. It's not always when you wake up and it's no money. It's not always when you wake up and trials and tribulations are going on in this world like they are. It's going to be different for the body of Christ, because we believe him. He said it. I believe him. I believe what he said. He didn't die just to be died. He said that he came that we have life, John 10:10, and we have it more abundantly. I believe him. I believe him. I believe him when he says, oh God, I believe him when he says he will heal and deliver. I believe him. I believe him. Do you believe him today? Do you believe his promises are true? What are you waiting for? What is it that he's spoken to you, that he's asked you? Do you know 9 times out of 10, the Lord will never, ever ask you to do something he doesn't equip you for. See, I take pride in him equipping us and training us and getting you ready for his will. I thank God for the getting ready process. You know, you get ready when you go to school. And before you graduate from elementary, from junior high or high school, and then there's college, you're getting ready. He's teaching you, he's training you through various instructors to get yourself prepared for this life. It's up to you to decide if you're going to receive what has been taught, that you can live it out. And when we take what we've learned and it's of God and we live it out, no weapon form shall prosper. None. Then you learn the power of condemning. The Bible says no weapon formed shall prosper. And every tongue that is raised against you, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the saints. And their righteousness is with you, the Lord of hosts. Isn't that powerful? Some of the things we endure in this life, we have the power through his word, the authority through his word, the blood of Jesus to get us through. Are you utilizing those today? Are you going before God, allowing him to empower you to be victorious? See, we can talk it all day long, but living it is greater than talking about it. Praising him when it seems like there's so much trouble around, chaos around. But yet, I don't know about you, but I could hear my mother, my grandma, and those that know the Lord that had a seasoned life in him. They never allowed the enemy to take them over. They always had a song in their heart. They always had a hallelujah. They always had something to indicate who they belong to. Who do you belong to today? What name do you call when you in trouble? Who's the first person you run to? How much confidence do you have in them? Well, I want you to know, Psalm 62, he is my rock. He is my defense. He is my salvation. Everything I need is found in him. Because I've learned something. Loving him like that and giving him all you have in the midst, not just when things are well, when things are not well, you should still be, and the Bible talks about, in the balance. See, there's a problem between, the Bible said, men of low degree and men of high degree, because in the balance is where the blessing is. You don't want to ever be so high you can't be blessed. Because if you built your empire and God don't have any part in it, then God bless you in your empire. But I want to be able to build something for the kingdom of God that he gets joy out of, that he blesses, that he says is his own, because his name is going to be on it. And know that it was given by him. Do you know what he's given you on today? I just stopped by to remind you, what are you waiting for? Trust him when he speaks. No, he's not going to give you any wrong information. He's no respecter of persons. But keep in mind, he may have to stop by somebody else before he gets to you. But when he gets to you, it'll be right on time. It will always be right on time. Thank the Lord for everything. Don't get accustomed to just shouting at the sound of the music or just being able to praise him when things are going good. Begin to worship him and praise him. The Bible says they fell at his feet in a time when they needed a miracle. They didn't just fall at the feet because the Bible says they recognized who he was. And because of knowing who he is, it should bring you to a place of worship. It should bring you to a place of, before I can ask you for anything, let me just tell you how wonderful you are. Oh, I'm so grateful you are Lord of my life. I'm so grateful you love me like you do. It should be intimate and personal. And believe me, when he hears how you worship him, he's moved to do what is needed. When you feel alone, and when you feel like the answers just haven't come, worship him. Praise him. Let him know he's still Lord of your life, and he will come through. He will always come through, even if it's not in the time frame you want it to be in. I pray this exhortation has been a blessing to you, that you have been inspired, you've been encouraged, you've been empowered. Empowered. Y'all know I get excited. Empowered. Because that's what he's looking for in these last days. Somebody has to know how to weather the storm. They have to know how to get through. They have to know whether you're with someone or by yourself. You've got to know how to get through, because it might be 4 o'clock in the morning when you can't call nobody. It might be in a situation when there's nobody else to call. But I guarantee you, if you call on the name of the Lord, he will answer. And when he blesses you with confident people you can talk to, confident meaning you ain't going to hear your business all over the street. You're never going to hear them display you in a negative way. Confident, loving, godly people that will make sure they're lifting you up when you are in trouble and making sure your name is called out before the Lord. He gets glory out of godly relationships. He gets glory when we pick up the phone and call, especially somebody who least expects you to call them, but God has laid them on your heart. So you got to put the pride aside and say, Lord, let me be about your business. That family member, that friend, whoever, wherever. Follow the spirit of the Lord. Not your emotions, but his presence. Because you know when it's him. You know it's stuff we really in the flesh don't want to do. But God will say, I need you to go do that. And you have to pray and say, Lord, make sure that my spirit and my heart is right, because I want you to be glorified. When he trusts you, he will cause you to do things that make no sense to you. But he's looking for his glory. What are you waiting for? Continually look to the hills from whence cometh all of your help. And all of your help coming from the Lord thy God, which has made the heaven and the earth. Thank God for pastors, teachers, preachers, those that he's given in your life to lead you to truth. Thank God for sisters and brothers in Christ who will pray for you, who will lift you, who will love on you, and not only in your time of trouble, but love you. There is a difference, because God's love doesn't have a stickler on it where he just won't love you. Mind yourself with that kind of love for people. If you only love somebody under A, B, C, and D, you ought to question if it's love at all, because Jesus loves us when we're unlovable. And I'm going to leave that right there. He cares for us when we go through. And there are times that he just wraps his arms around us, because the world forgets about what you're going through. There are homeless people. There are people in nursing homes. There are things and places that you can go to minister. Let God find you giving him his glory. So I want you to be encouraged, lifted, strengthened today, and know that he loves you. He loves your family. He's waiting on those that are not saved, that we pray them into the kingdom, and that as they're coming into the kingdom, that we see the hand of God move, and that he be glorified. That he be glorified in all things. Thank you again for listening to today's exhortation. It certainly is a privilege and an honor to study and to pray for you and your families, to pray for Elation Radio, our own producer and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Kim. It is a privilege and an honor to love on and have family. I honor my husband and my family. I honor all of the listeners, whether you're listening today, replay, whenever, because God is good. And I don't take it for granted he sent you this way. And for anybody that is called to share the gospel, God bless you. And whether you are a witness or whether you are a pastor, minister, the titles are okay, but let me say this, the work is greater. Whether people see you or not, be about your Father's business that he can be glorified. And that is what will show the world who he is, his love. His love. His love will carry you through. Listen, if this is your birthday month, the month of September, I want you to know we celebrate you. If nobody's told you happy birthday, happy anniversary, whatever your special occasion is, we want to say we love you. We want to honor all September birthdays, but there's a special couple, the Currys, that are a part of our Elation family. We say God bless you on your anniversary. To the Richardsons out of Chicago, God bless you on your anniversary. I want you to know, if you're going through school, had a baby, perhaps there's things going on, to the King family, may God bless you in the arrival soon of your baby. To, my God, Deja Stewart, in the arrival soon of your baby, we're believing God for great and mighty things for you and your children. God bless you all in all that you are going through. I want you to also know there are times when things are not so well. Maybe there's a death or a sickness of a loved one or something happening that allows your heart to be broken, allows you to go through pain. I want you to know we're praying for you here at Just For You. We are praying. I am an intercessor. And when I say I'm praying, those of you that personally know me know I am in prayer. I want you to know today, and here at Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We believe God. We trust him in all that he's doing, whether it makes sense or not, to know that he will never fail us or leave us. Be assured today that he is going to hear and answer prayer. I also want you to know, if you are in need of any resources that physically maybe your church cannot handle, there are organizations that are trusted and proven to assist you in this time. United Way in our St. Louis area is 211. They are preparing and giving and making sure that the resources they have are able to meet your need. Please talk with them and find out about those things you are in need of. Urban League St. Louis, that's Urban League St. Louis, ULSTL.org, is available with programs, with various resources to meet your need in times as these. They are also preparing for their Salute to Women coming up in the month of September. Please, for more information, look to ULSTL.org. Listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. We recognize God has been good to each and every one of us. Sometimes we can't always see it when we go through, but I'm here to let you know he never changes his character, even though we may not understand. He is still loving. He is still good. He is still kind. He is still merciful, and he will chastise. Chastise means he will correct. So if you love him and you have a relationship with him, these are expectations and understandings we have of him. Now, here, let me say this. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin and you're living life and you just can't understand the hole, the void, the emptiness that is in your life, perhaps it is because you don't know him as Lord and Savior. It's not too late to get to know him. You can receive him, as in Romans 10, 9, and 10, and you are required to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord. He will send you help of where to go to gain knowledge of him and how to live for him. But you should be praying. So if you are not 100% sure if you saved. I ask that you pray, and we're going to pray now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for every listener, saved and unsaved. For those that don't know you, God, we ask that they be invited into this intimate space, God, that they can get to know you as Lord of their life, the heart that it be open to receive you and believe in you and to confess you before men. We ask, oh God, that you strengthen everyone listening. Whatever their needs are, you know, God, we lay them in your hands. We believe that you are God and that you are able to do anything but fail. Touch hearts, touch minds, touch spirits, touch bodies. You know how to do what needs to be done, and we just want to bless you and honor you for stopping by and doing just that. We ask, oh God, that forgiveness come, that those of us, and that's everybody, should have what they can ask for forgiveness, and that forgiveness be granted, but that we have a heart to forgive others, that our slates may be washed clean, because it would be unlike you for us to always be forgiven and never forgive anybody. So God, help us all today. We pray right now that you be Jehovah Jireh, provide every need, that you be Jehovah Shalom, our peace, that you give us what is needed by your word, and that the word does not fall on stony ground, but that the word will be on fruitful ground, that it can live and it can be understood and it can be received, that you get all the glory for it. We say thank you. Now, Lord, we ask that you redeem the time for all listening in, whatever needs to be done, however it needs to be done, that you will make it right, and we will give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. I lift up my husband. I ask that you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. I pray not only for my husband, but all marriages. I pray for young people and children. I pray, oh God, that you touch this entire listening audience, and as well as those in our world and communities, to know that you really do exist. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and that you are coming back for those that are connected with you. And the Bible says, for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, help us not to have a spot or a wrinkle, that you may be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We love you. We appreciate you. Please meet us here every Wednesday from 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're Pacific Standard Time, I think it's 2 hours, so that would make it 4:30 p.m. But wherever you are, we thank you for listening in. Please share. Please contact me. If you'd like to contact me on Facebook, it's under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, LinkedIn, the same name. Instagram is His Blessed Girl, 7, with the number 7 afterwards. And listen, we will respond to you. We will thank you. If you'd like to contact me by email, it is leading, right? Leading like you're leading someone, right? Like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, @gmail.com. Thank you for all of your prayers, your comments, lifting us up. We appreciate it, and we thank God for you. Until next time, may we all be in his presence, may we believe him, hold on to the Lord until we meet again. May God bless you. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you all. Until next time, God bless. Hallelujah.
How many other women has he said that to? Girl.